Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our great friend, Beth Haphagger.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
We got fun things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was pretty good. Did you put the rocks in your shoes? Did it work out for you with those winds?
Yeah, well, all right. If we're going to be honest, I remembered my left shoe, and so I started floating like halfway up and everything. And it,
okay.
Thank goodness I had my fur brother Sam with me. Sam weighs a little bit. He held me down a little bit, but otherwise it was pretty windy yesterday.
I'd say that's a pretty good mix. I would like the half floating feel, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was driving around on the highways, and let me tell you, I have a little light, you know, Jeep Wrangler, and I was just getting, I was like a kite out there. I felt like ice skating around.
Oh, yeah.
Being
yeah.
Whipped. Right? Oh, goodness. But today, finally, those winds are much, much calmer. I know it's cloudy right now, but we will see the sun this afternoon under a mix of sun and clouds and still staying slightly below average into those mid-30s, but the winds finally calm until tonight and tomorrow.
And are we going to get rid of the little white things that are floating around in the air, too?
You know, we will eventually. By 10 o'clock, they're going to start to stop. That's when the sun will come out. But tonight, after sunset, we could see a few more of those little white things flying around out there.
Oh,
but
no.
No accumulations are expected, not until Friday. We got some big snowstorms headed our way. I don't know if you guys have heard about them just yet, but it looks like Friday and Saturday, maybe next week, all next week.
Oh, wow.
Really?
We knew it was coming.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I don't mean to do this, and I don't mean to put you in an awkward position here, Brittany, or you, Beth, or anything. So I'm just speaking for myself here, all right? But every once in a while, you got to stand up for yourself, and you have to say certain things when the moment presents itself, and when we have an opportunity like we do.
Mm-hmm.
You had your chance, Snow. You had your chance. Like, at this point, aren't we just ready for spring? Aren't we just ready?
No.
Like, I mean, come on. Like, this enough. No, Snow. No. I'm sorry.
We had our first spring.
You have
We're
to wait until
ready
next
for
year
second
now.
Spring.
You have to wait until next year. You had your chance. We have plenty of time reserved for you to be able to show up. Now that you're. Nope. I'm sorry. You're too late now. I'm sorry.
It's just late to the party. I'm always late.
And of course, it waits till Holy
so am I,
Week.
Brittany.
So you said all next week?
Yes, it does look like a double punch, right? So it looks like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is a really big accumulating snowstorm that wants to strike the state. And then another one right behind it looks like Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Again, that's next week, but I will say Friday. It's Friday.
Well, thankfully,
shovels.
We'll be prepared. Thanks to you, Brittany.
Yes.
We appreciate the update, the heads up, and everything. Have yourself a great one. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Best right there. Brittany Merlot. We appreciate her. Brittany puts up with a lot from me.
She
really does.
And she handles it beautifully.
She really does. Really does. Beth and I got great things lined up for you this morning. Of course, we'll kick things off with our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. We will also get into some other fun stuff. I want to touch on a couple of things with you, Beth. A mystery that has a man who had 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property. We're going to get into that. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
You.
I don't know what's going on with that. The 10 unhealthiest drinks include a few surprises. So we might get into that one with you a little bit.
Okay.
We'll have some fun there. We also are going to get into a couple of other things this morning. 9 o'clock hour. We're going to welcome in at 9:50 Craig Manka. He is he's one of the candidates for Wisconsin Rapids School Board.
Okay.
So we'll be having him in at 9:50 this morning. We'll probably wrap up our show with Craig. Looking forward to that. Now, on Mondays, we have traditionally had a segment, the kick off the 9 o'clock hour, the kitchen's open.
Yeah.
Wonderful segment that Melissa does an amazing job with and everything. That show is taking a bit of the show inside the show. It's taking a little hiatus. It will be back, but while Melissa's on vacation and while we have the time open, we're going to have our own Alice in Dairyland.
Yeah.
Alice was nice enough to show up last week. We did a pre-recorded interview. She is going to be our guest at the top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much fun talking with her. I am spoiled talking with all the Allison Dairylands we've been able to over the years. Great people. Really been enjoying
She is delightful.
9 o'clock hour also going to feature some entertainment news. We'll touch on that with you. And plenty more. It's Beth and I together. You don't know what can happen. You put us in a room together. Who knows? I do have a couple places I want to start with you, though, Beth. First, I did want to remind let any organization out there know that is in the area that is hosting an Easter egg hunt to let us know.
Yes, please do.
Pam loves getting this information so that we can get it out there to you. We know that this is one of our favorite times of year when it comes to these Easter egg hunts and that. And I don't know what the weather's going to look like for that.
I was going
to
say, it sounds like they may be indoor Easter egg hunts this year.
Boy, a bunch of kids were probably excited too. Like, this year, we're going to really be able to find those eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Just make sure that they're colored, because if you put the white eggs on the snow, a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, my nana thought that was hilarious. My nana thought it'd be really funny. My sister's out there practically crying, trying to find them. It was hilarious. She was right. It just wasn't funny at the time. When I look back on it, it was really
funny.
So, give our front desk a call with your Easter egg hunts. Let us know about them. Give Pam a call at 715-424-1300, 424-1300. Beth, how was your weekend? I know you guys are pretty busy on Saturdays and Sundays. What am I saying? You're busy, very busy on the weekend.
Actually, this weekend was my final weekend of a 4-week sabbatical that I've been taking.
Oh, okay.
So just taking a break and just having some time to process and rest and renew so that I can come back ready to do more. But I know that the farmers market did really well. They had a wonderful couple of contests going on with different prizes and baskets and things like that. So that's going well. As far as I know, the church is still standing, so they've done okay without me.
Yes.
But we actually did a little bit of a family getaway. We went to our church camp and rented one of the lodges there and hiked and played board games and just spent some family time, which was a wonderful way to finish that restful sabbatical for me.
Good on you. Good on
you.
And you, these are things that are not... It's not in our nature to be aware of these things about ourselves and then to actually do something about them.
Mm-hmm.
Our nature by this point is to work. You know, your leg's falling off. Yeah, just hop. Mm-hmm. Hop and work. You know, whatever it takes. Unless you're in an iron lung, and even then, you're still taking emails. You know, we are realizing more and more as we go forward how important it is that if we actually do want to do good work, mm-hmm. Which I think every one of us want to do, these kind of things are important to do.
Right. And I've been in ministry for 22 and a half years, and this is the first time I've taken a break like this. And the realization that I'm not going to be able to help anybody else if I can't help myself. So if I don't have anything in my cup, I can't give anything.
Yeah.
So this was 4 weeks to kind of refill my cup so that I'm ready to help others. And I do want to send a shout out and a thank you to the Wisconsin basketball team for winning so that Seth didn't have to come back in and do over the back fence on Saturday. He was able to spend the entire weekend with us.
On Wisconsin. That was a fun weekend for Badger fans. I know it didn't wrap up the way they wanted it to, but it was still an exciting weekend. And very exciting to hear that for you guys. That's really good to hear, Beth. Especially, it's been a long couple of months. You guys are with the play and everything.
Yep.
A lot more on your plate this week.
Yep. And how was your weekend, James?
It was good. I actually brought all this up so I could highlight the Winter Farmers Market. I didn't know all that
Surprise.
You guys were. That's awesome, though. That's wonderful. And it gave us an opportunity to talk about mental health a little bit and everything. But I did want to highlight the Winter Farmers Market a bit because every time I pass it, I'm not just saying this, like it seems to get bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like such a fun time. I want to remind people that this is going on and to any vendors out there that this is going on. You guys still got room over there?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, wrmoravian.org, and click on the Winter Market, I believe it's under the activities page?
Yeah.
Or is it own?
It's under more.
It's under more.
Yeah.
Click Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market.
Boom.
There are two different ones, one for those of you who want to just come and see, you know, what it's all about, and one for vendors. So we're always looking for more vendors to come in and out, and it doesn't have to be just agriculture. This is also for crafters. So if there's a crafting thing that you like to do, come and get a booth. And we get at least 100 people in and out the door during the 4 hours that we're open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, be sure to stop by and check it out, 9 to 1 on Saturdays at 310 First Avenue South, right at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. And also keep in mind that Beth's services are available on YouTube. You can check them out at wisconsinrapidsmoravian.org. Just type that into your search bar on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. You'll be glad you did. And find out more again at wrmoravian.org. Beth, we got to start right here.
Okay.
Well, actually, we'll tease this a little bit here. Because yesterday, of course, St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember where to green?
I did.
I found I had like, actually, I have like two or three green shirts. I got lucky. I did. I thought I didn't. Now, we all know people that brag about being Irish, but you only hear about this yesterday.
Right.
Like, there's plenty of people you know that are Irish, but as far as a person like, oh, I had no idea. I kid you not. I had a buddy growing up who was a, his father, his mother, very proud African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that they had a bit, and this is long before 23andMe and these things and everything. He believed that their family had Irish in them.
Okay.
And I mean, and he, as he would tell you, they did not look it exactly. But he would go around, he would tell people, like, I got 10% Irish in me and these things and everything. And he was very proud of it and
okay.
stuff. And especially on St. Patrick's
of
Day,
course.
He was very proud of it. So we all know people that may not look necessarily or say, but hey, it, you know, they say they're Irish or what mm-hmm. have you. We're going to get a little into that of those that speak, say they're Irish, brag about being Irish, and go about this poll that brought that up. We'll get into that with you in a little bit. We got more fun things lined up for you in just a little bit I want to touch on also. But I really think that this was a fun play. I want to start with a good story, Beth.
Okay.
And wildlife rescuers in Virginia shared a video of an official wearing a red fox mask while syringe feeding an orphan kit.
Aww.
For those that don't know, a kit is a baby fox.
Yes.
The video posted to Facebook by Richmond Wildlife Center shows Executive Director Melissa Stanley wearing the somewhat realistic mask and rubber gloves while feeding a red fox kit brought it to the center earlier this month. And it's just a fake, you know, fox mask
right.
that she's wearing. But you can tell that the animal is like calmer from it.
Right.
And it wouldn't eat the syringe or wouldn't take from the syringe at first. It looked up at her and then started taking the syringe.
Like, are you safe? Are you not safe? Do
yeah.
I need to worry or don't I? And beautiful.
It's not the most realistic fox mask, but it's pretty
no.
good. It's pretty bad. It's not pretty bad. Now I want to know if this is gonna if this is already like was this a thing with vets and we didn't know or I didn't know or it, this is something new because I love this as an idea and I want more video of this.
So is this where we finally find out what the fox says?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It says I'm hungry.
There you go.
Yes, now we know. That's a fun story.
It is.
It's
and
cool
it's adorable. If you can check out the video, do so. It's just adorable.
Mm. I like the idea of this with more animals.
Yes.
I think we need to do this
like
with
penguins?
Much more. Yes, yes, yes. And I will take care of them. I will take care of all
I
the penguins.
I want to see you in a penguin mask.
I actually, those filters they got and everything for
uh-huh.
every app now?
Oh, yeah.
I found a penguin one once. I don't make a bad-looking penguin.
Well, there you go.
I actually don't. I've been thinking something about this face. It goes all right with the penguin
okay.
face. It goes all right. We will take a time out. What kind of animal do you work best with? Let us know. 715-424-2600. More importantly, though, let us know your birthdays and anniversaries. That's coming up for you on The Morning Show right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, we'll drop to 23 for a low. Tomorrow will be windy, partly cloudy, but warmer. Our high 48, then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day where we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them this morning at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us. They got some great specials lined up for you today, whether it's breakfast, lunch. You can't pick a bad time to head out over to El Cafe. Wish them a good morning for us, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you.
Yes.
We want them. We want them. Get them to us. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Or you can call up like one of our listeners just
yes.
did.
Yes.
Took an extra birthday here to add to the list
That's
during our
wonderful.
Commercial break. That was
Thank
fun.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. 800. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. And thank you so much for downloading the app.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, this is a great way to kick off a Monday. We got 5 possible qualifiers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 5 because we very rarely have 5.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. So let's go ahead and get right to the celebrate now that we got ourselves our qualifier. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Dolores Becker.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Enjoy your day, Dolores. We hope it's a good one for you. We wish a happy birthday to Herb Kronholm.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Enjoy your day, Herb. Hope it's a great day. And we wish a happy birthday to Marvin Coles.
Happy birthday, Marvin.
Wishing you the best of days, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Marvin. And celebrating their 63rd anniversary. That's beautiful, ain't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Jim and Arlene Van Duser.
Happy anniversary.
Jim and Arlene, we wish you the best of days. Hope your anniversary is a great one for you. What a wonderful way to kick off the week.
If you get a chance, give us a call. Send us an email. Let us know what the best part of being married for 63 years is.
Good point.
Please.
That's a good question. That's a good. That's good. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thanks so much for that. And please get us all these anniversaries, everybody. We're a bunch of foolish romantics. Around
we
here.
Are.
We love hearing these. Our qualifier today celebrating their 35th anniversary.
Yay.
Brenda and Dale Dixon.
Happy anniversary and congratulations.
Brenda and Dale, we wish you the best of anniversaries. Happy 35th to both of you.
Yeah. Same question to you, too.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the best
definitely.
Part of being married 35 years?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Happy anniversary, you two. And you're our qualifiers for today. Congratulations.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and dive into our celebrity list. Let's see what we got here. Lily Collins is 35.
Really?
Yeah. Phil Collins' daughter, she's Snow White in Mirror Mirror, and the star of Netflix's show Emily in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
She is married to, is she the one married to David Harbour, the other Stranger Things guy? I'm not sure. I know she's he's with somebody named Lily, I thought. I can't remember. I'm so bad at the celebrity relationship thing. I still thought Demi Moore and Bruce Willis were together. I don't keep up on that stuff. I don't like it. I'm not good at it.
No, she married Ashton Kutcher there for
right,
a little bit.
Right,
so
right,
and that was
yes.
after Bruce. But right. No, Lily is just phenomenal. I really enjoy her in Emily in Paris, but she does not look 35.
No.
She doesn't
no.
look like she's really out of college yet.
Yeah, yeah. It must be nice. Must
yeah.
be nice.
Good genes.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Sweet from Little Big Town is 50.
Oh, okay.
Mm, 50 years old for him. Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Maybe I don't think it's a stretch. I'd say the greatest female rapper of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Latifah is 54.
Wow.
That's actually young to me for her. Like
really?
It just feels like she's been around since for so long. I would have thought she'd be a little bit older.
No,
but
I kind of figured she was in my age bracket somewhere.
So,
but and she's really pivoted her career into acting beautifully.
She can do
comedic work. She's currently on The Equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good actress.
Yeah, she is. The retirement plan for singers and for actors and all that, there really isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
When you're able to pivot like she has, like a lot of actors and a lot or a lot of musicians do, it's a real like break right there. And you really have to work at it. You can tell that she's worked at the craft. She's done some good stuff. You watch her in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Mama.
Man. She just, like, okay, all right, this is, I thought she was a great rhymer. I thought she was very, very, and she is. She's, again, one of the best to ever do it, if not the best female rapper of all time. But then I saw her act. I'm like, oh, okay.
And she's got pipes.
Yeah. Like, all right. Yep. Okay. That's why they call her
she's
queen.
She's the whole package.
That's why they call her queen. Okay. The great Jerry Cantrell is 58 today. Alice in Chains, lead guitarist.
Okay.
Songwriter, also backup vocalist. Jerry Cantrell, by all means, could have started his own band, sang for his own band, done it all himself. Thankfully, him and Lane Stanley and the rest of Alice in Chains worked together. And at the time where, I hate using the term grunge, but when grunge got big and was blowing up, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, a lot of these bands, they were all great. They all had little differences to them, but only to me at least, Alice in Chains was the only one that truly stood out. They had a grunge feel to them with an Allman Brothers like singing style,
okay,
like of harmonies in that going along with this distorted guitar and all that. God, I love Alice in Chains. It's one of my top 10 favorite bands of all time. And it's not the same without a Jerry Cantrell, one of the, mm-hmm. the better guitar players of our generation, really.
Right.
58 for him. One of the more interesting careers, I would say, that we've had in our generation. Vanessa Williams is 61 today.
Yeah.
Saved the best for last. She was, of course, Miss USA?
Miss America.
Miss America, thank you. Yep. She was Miss America at one point. Another singer who went into acting and did a fairly good job.
Mm-hmm. I think, didn't she have her title taken from her because of some pictures that were taken?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, she did, yeah.
But she was able to move beyond that controversy and really did. I mean, she was in Ugly Betty and did a phenomenal job in that role.
She, it is a fair thing to bring up too, because I think that's an important point to bring up about her career, that she was able to bounce back from that. Nowadays, when people mess up, they just double down. You know, there's no owning anything anymore. There's no accountability or anything like that. She had accountability. Mm-hmm. She owned the situation and was able to grow and move on for it. See what happens to society when we own our mistakes, when we don't just double down or we act fake news and all this stuff and everything.
Well, and there's it's almost a double standard, too, because if it would have been a male that was modeling for an artistic project, which is what she did, and those got leaked, nobody would have thought twice.
Nobody cared.
They wouldn't have thought about taking the crown or anything. But because it was a woman, because it was the situation, this is what happens.
Shouldn't be two sets of standards.
No.
They're just, I mean, I feel like it's one of the most obvious things you could possibly say, you know, that. The great Mike Rowe is 62 today.
Oh, his voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. Great voice. Great narrator.
He has a podcast now, too.
And I didn't know that.
You can sit and just listen to that voice. And he's hilarious.
Dirty Jobs, narrator of Deadliest Catch. Mike Rowe is, like, you look at the career he has made just being a host, really. And and his job originally on Dirty Jobs wasn't necessarily to really be the face of the show. He was just, it was the guest that was supposed to be, but he was so good at it, they ended up kind of like spinning the show a little bit, the producers, and being a little bit like more, it's kind of like Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe now.
Right.
And really helped him get out there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, great voice. Great voice. Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like Irene Cara, born in this day in 1959. Coco on Fame.
Yes.
Flashdance, What a Feeling. That was her biggest hit. Charlie Pride, who we celebrated over on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, played a great track of Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton duet of God's Many Colors. It's a beautiful song. Beautiful song. And played that for him today. You can't talk about the history of country music without talking about Charlie Pride.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Yeah, it's impossible. If you do, you're not given the full story.
Right.
He's one of those big artists. It's interesting what is it like to follow Elvis on the same record company? If you're on the same record company as Elvis, what it's like to have to follow in those footsteps and everything. Not only did Charlie Pride do it, but he was able to do it with, like, I believe, like 30-some number one hits and things. Like, just incredible career. Incredible. Peter Graves, born in this day in 1926. The Mission Impossible TV series. Of course, Airplane. it's unfortunate for Peter Graves. It's not unfortunate, just the way these things work out. But Airplane, most people, you ask people about Airplane, and they're going to quote a Leslie Nielsen line, or they're going to remember Leslie Nielsen from it, which they should.
Right.
Leslie stole the show. He was amazing at it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't give Peter Graves nearly enough credit for his role in that movie. And how great. Because we look at Leslie Nielsen as, well, he played it straight face, and that's part of what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
So did Peter Graves.
Yes, he did.
And it's one thing to see a Leslie Nielsen, who we didn't really know that well at the time, doing it. But Peter Graves was pretty well established considered a pretty solid actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that movie, and it's some good stuff right there. I got to watch Airplane again. It's been too long. And finally, we wrap up with Wilson Pickett, born in this day in 1941. Oh. In the Midnight Hour, Mustang Sally, Land of a Thousand Dancers. Man, what a career. It is National Sloppy Joe Day, everybody. Keep that in mind. Enjoy.
Now we know what's for dinner.
You ever had, I don't know if a lot of people do this or not. My family and I, we never really did this before until last winter or the winter before. I can't remember. But like Sloppy Joe's, that's a summer thing. It's a spring thing. So we never really had it in the winter.
Okay. Okay.
My dad had a bunch of ground beef, wanted to make it, so he made some sloppy joes, like whatever it was. They're fantastic in the winter. They're almost better in the winter.
Oh, yeah. It's a good comfort food.
Really is. Yes, yes.
So is it sloppy joe or is it barbecue?
Oh, you know, why pick? Why pick? Go for both. Go for both.
Well, I've heard it referred to. It's the same thing. That I've heard, and it gets very confusing because barbecue can refer to three different things then.
Yes.
So just go get a sloppy joe.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy. It is 13 days till Easter and 28 days till tax day.
It's 13 days till Easter.
13 days till Easter.
13 days till Easter.
Yeah.
I better get my act going.
I you know what? We'll do that during the break.
Okay, let me help. All right. You can help me plan this? Make sure we get it down?
Yeah,
okay,
you got it. Yeah. I should warn you, not my wheelhouse. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun. But thank you again to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We'll meet you here with another El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club tomorrow. Coming up, we got some state and local news and plenty more on the way for you on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into in a little bit the 10 unhealthiest drinks. Might have some surprises in there. We'll find out. Right now, as we wrap up St. Patrick's Day yesterday and everything and talk about that, did you run into anybody who was bragging about being Irish yesterday who you never knew where it was Irish or something like that? It tends to come up on days like yesterday. I don't know how you feel about that one, Beth. I don't know. It doesn't seem to bother a lot of people, but, you know, some people might be a little, have their feathers ruffled a little bit from it. Well, it turns out a lot of people who are actually Irish don't love that. A poll for St. Patrick's Day asked 1,000 people in Ireland how Irish you have to be before you can tell people, yeah, I'm Irish. America is a big melting pot, so it's common to hear people say, I'm Irish or I'm Italian, even if they were born in Kansas. but here are five scenarios and what people in Ireland think. And we're going to get into those scenarios, but this is something that exists in our country that doesn't really exist in a lot of other countries.
Right.
Our identity to our creed, our identity to our DNA, our culture and everything. And it's fascinating to look into why it is that way with us.
Right.
Why, for one, we care so much about it and why it can be such a divisive thing in this country, where in other countries it can be certainly. It's not as if this is an American-born thing.
Right.
But where this stems from. And so much of this, if you look at the history, you hear philosophers talk about this, you hear historians talk about this. What makes it so unique about America is because there is nothing like America in the world.
Right.
Nothing like this country. There are countries that are melting pots. There are countries that have bits and pieces like us. Europe is very similar to us, but there's nothing exactly like this.
Right.
Where you have a country made, the majority of outside of Native Americans, made of immigrants.
Exactly.
This whole country, the history of this country is immigration. You don't have America without immigrants. 99% of the people out there listening right now are ancestors. We wouldn't be here without that.
Exactly.
This is something that I've been hearing more and more people talk about, people a lot smarter than me, people that have a lot more understanding of history than me. It's came up recently because I saw somebody, and I've seen a couple of these around town here in Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin where we're broadcasting, people with Confederate flags. And I was curious of, well, are they having those flags because they have Southern ties, they have Southern history, and they do not.
No.
And I thought that was quite interesting considering the people that are carrying those flags around here, more than likely their ancestors fought for the North. And I wonder how their ancestors feel about them carrying around a treasonous flag.
Right.
Because that is a treasonous flag.
Yeah.
There's nothing about your Southern heritage that is tied to a flag that is associated with and tied to a civil war and the treason, essentially. I was curious about this and went down that path. And you find that America is like this in part because of all of this immigration.
Right.
And when we leave, say your ancestors left Poland. And they come here. Well, they're going to miss Poland.
Yeah.
They're going to miss aspects of Poland. They may love being in this country and want a fresh start and all these things. No different. That Polish family is no different than that Cuban family that's coming over in the last 20, 30 years or something. It's the same story. and they want to start a new life. They want a new beginning. They want something that they didn't have in their former land, but they miss their former land.
Right.
So we have this pride, and we want to carry it from that. And so we all have that. So the Polish person, the Cuban person, the African-American person, every single one of them, and all of a sudden you have a country built of that. And you have the greatest melting pot you will ever have. And I think this is beautiful. I think it's so dang cool. You couldn't do this on paper. If you sat there and said, we're going to start a country like this, and we're going to do this, this, and this.
Right.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Like the fact that we have made this country what we have and that we continue to do what we do. There's work to be done.
Oh,
Nobody's saying there isn't. But we don't, in such a divisive time, we don't do this nearly enough. Can we all just take a second, take a step back, look at this country, and take some damn pride in what we have done as Americans and what we have accomplished? There's plenty of negatives, plenty of work to be done. Mm-hmm. But can we just take a moment and be proud of being Americans and being in what this country is and mm-hmm. what we've created and what we're all a part of? It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
It also explains why, you know, a person who's 1% Irish is running around with an Irish flag yesterday and green, made their hair green and drinking green beer and talking in a really bad Irish accent.
Yes. Yes. Hair green or hair red?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Now, the person with red hair probably didn't have to tell anybody they were Irish. Probably didn't.
11%, according to Ancestry DNA.
Yeah. I did want to ask, though, is that what yours is? Is that your percentage?
Yeah, I'm 11%.
Okay, I didn't know if you were just joking.
Yep.
Okay.
Nope. I did this because my mother-in-law is very much into the Ancestry thing, and so she asked if I would be willing to do this, and I said, okay, well, we'll check it out. I grew up thinking I was like 90% German. With just a little bit of British Isles, because I knew I had Welsh. Mm. And then the results came back. I am more British Isles than I am Germanic.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. You know, do you find it interesting, too, when the quote-unquote, when you don't look necessarily that and you look more this?
Yes.
But I'm so mixed. And my whole life, I've dealt with people looking at me and going, I know you're something. I just don't know what. I don't know what you are. For you, I don't want to say it's a little more clear, but, you know, it shows a little bit more. But it doesn't show necessarily of what it sounds like. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I look at you, you would think probably right away stereotypically Irish or something like that, but that's not your majority of what you are.
No, and actually I get more Jewish.
Yeah, oh, I can
look
see that.
Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
I have no cultural Jewish ancestry in me, but it's that Northern European look that is very much a part of my ancestry. But yes, but it explained a lot about the red hair.
Yes. Well, I'll be honest with you, and I don't think I've ever shared this with you, Beth. The first time I met you and was introduced to you and everything, I thought you were Jewish, so much so that I immediately felt guilty. Like, that's how Jewish I thought you were. Thank you for laughing at that.
Well, the funny thing is, you're not the only one. There have been people I've met.
I was
doing my hospital chaplaincy, and I went in to visit a patient who was Jewish, and I asked him about, you know, what Torah their scripture was, and I had some Jewish prayers with me, and then he started explaining the different sects of Judaism, and he goes, and you're probably progressive, you know, this type of Jew. I'm like, actually, I'm a Christian. He's okay, and then he kept going. And I'm like, that's great.
Nice. So getting back to this here poll, a poll for St. Patrick's Day asked 1,000 people in Ireland how Irish you have to be before you can tell people, yeah, I'm Irish. America's a big melting pot, so it's common to hear people say this. So what did the poll, what were these five scenarios? Here are five scenarios and what people in Ireland think. At least one of your great-great-grandparents was from Ireland. Only 18% of people think people there think it's okay to say you're Irish if that's the case.
Okay.
At least one great-grandparent, 24%, say that's okay. If you have at least one grandparent, 33%, so a third is cool with that.
Okay.
If you have at least one parent, is from Ireland, 47% say that's okay. And both parents were born in Ireland, still just 61%. So a lot of people in Ireland don't think you should ever say it unless you're actually from there.
Well, and if you think about it, you're whatever nationality of the country that you're living in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm American. That's what I am.
Yeah.
My ancestry is from, but I'm American.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be where they're coming from. You're Irish if you're from Ireland.
Yeah. The other part of this story that I was getting into before about America and our history and the way we are tied to our creed and our culture and why it matters so much to us and why we wear it like a badge in many ways is the other side of this, the creeds that were brought to this country unwillingly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have your history torn from you like
right.
that, when you have that kind of thing happen, you are going to be, it is, there's this thing called survivor's guilt that is real. Jews deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
Even look at a family like mine that lost ancestors to the Holocaust. I had a number of ancestors I lost during the Holocaust. That was quite some time ago. To this day, people like my mother, my grandmother, myself have these dealings of guilt,
right.
of survival. You know, it's weird.
Right.
There's these things. There's other ties, too. You hear about this not only from African-American cultures and families, but Japanese families
mm-hmm.
From what happened here. There's,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of this. This is not good or bad. This is data. That's
right.
all. This is not an emotional thing. This is history. And history, I don't believe that history necessarily should be looked at with emotion. We get in trouble when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's data. We take it, we learn from it, and we try to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to grow.
Right.
I think that's the important part. We don't forget a dang thing. You ain't going to do any good forgetting anything. But owning it, having accountability, and growing from it is, to me, the American way.
Right. And you don't have to be proud of what has happened in the past. But you need to at least accept and claim that it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been good? No. Can we learn from it? Absolutely.
I think that I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this one. I got a lot of things from my past. I'm not proud of them, but I own.
Exactly.
But I own them. I may not wear them like I put them on my mm-hmm. resume, but I own them.
Right.
And I think that that's the simplest things we can do, not only with each other, but with our country.
Mm-hmm.
If you love something, you love it all of it, not just its beauty, but its scars.
Right.
That's true love. And if you truly love this country, that's part of it. I don't need to run around with 15 American flags on me and a big American flag on my pickup or something like that to prove I'm an American or all overcompensate my Americanism or anything. Yeah, you don't have to test me. You want to test me on my Americanism, I'll give it to you. I've got it. I think that we all have that in us. We,
mm-hmm.
we carry around with us. I think it's interesting. it is also interesting to see the people that when it comes to like holidays like yesterday,
right.
how all in they go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but they have no Irish ties.
Right.
I think that's fun, too. Like,
yeah.
No Irish ties whatsoever or anything, but man, they love. I had a good friend of mine, Jamal. He's Puerto Rican, his
mm-hmm.
family, and they loved St. Patrick's.
Oh, yeah.
You get a lot of this in Chicago because of how popular Chicago, St. Patrick's Day is
right.
in Chicago, that you have tons of people that you wouldn't think would love the day, but just celebrate the day
well,
like
and
crazy.
The irony is it was a religious holiday.
Mm.
It was supposed to
yeah.
be solemn, no alcohol, very reverent. And somehow it's now been morphed into this day of green beer, drinking, you know, leprechaun, revelry, that kind of thing.
I'd like to know when that changeover happened, you know, how that happened, when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little curious about that part. I would like to know exactly how that went, other than it just being, of course, Americanized.
Right.
I mean, I think that's a pretty fair way, a safe way to put
mm-hmm.
it and everything. But yeah, it got quite commercialized in that. So that's
yep.
probably part of it.
Yeah.
Did you have an Irish meal yesterday? Did you have I'm used to having corned beef and hash, and I felt a little weird not having it yesterday. It felt a little weird not having it.
No, I didn't. Yesterday we did. We had pork.
Oh, there you go.
So,
there
you know, we kind of did. I wanted the sauerkraut, but none of the rest of my family likes sauerkraut.
See,
so
okay.
did not get the cabbage part
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, yeah. that's the mom, isn't it? That's being a mom. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with the 10 unhealthiest drinks, including a few surprises. Beth and James, taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Seeing a little bit of flakes out there. Seeing a little bit of snowflakes out there. Not much. A little bit. Guess we'll be seeing some more coming up here.
If this is all we get next week, I'll be happy.
Yeah. I don't mind the snow. I was expecting, you know, the winter to be a little like this. Most of us that were paying attention, the old Farmer's Almanac and all that. But, I mean, really. If you didn't show up by now, snow, don't even.
I know.
This is no different than if you got a party to go to. The party starts at 7 or something. It's 10 o'clock at night. Don't show up. It's already, it's too late. It's too late. You missed your opportunity.
Party's winding down.
Party's winding down, snow. We don't need you anymore. You had your chance.
Now, in snow's defense, we've had blizzards in April before.
It's true. Very true.
So this is not an uncommon thing for us.
Not at all. The site Eat This, Not That ranked the 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet.
Okay.
And somehow, turpentine didn't make the list. Not sure how. No. They rank them based on how much sugar they have. And you might be drinking a few of these because you think you're actually drinking something healthy when you might not be.
Mm-hmm.
So just looking at this list, and I don't believe that it's in any particular order. Although, wait a minute, maybe it is. I'll just play it safe. I'll start at number 10.
Okay.
So at number 10, Arizona green tea. 42 grams. That's 11 grams less than their sweetened tea, but it's still a lot.
Yes.
Pepsi is next at 41 grams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see the word, I don't know about most, I'll just speak for myself. When I see the word tea, I immediately think it's healthier.
Right.
I immediately think it's healthier. And that's not the case. Always.
No.
Barks root beer, the greatest root beer, 44 grams for that.
Okay.
I love root beer. But I'm very picky about it. Barks is pretty much the only root beer I really, really enjoy.
Okay.
I really like. I've drank a lot of it in my life. I've never drank Barks thinking it was healthy.
No.
I don't know necessarily. Yeah, I don't know
I
why
I think you pretty much know if you pop a can of soda, it's not going to be the healthiest thing for you.
Yeah. The second it's in a can. Like that, the aluminum almost tells me right there. Welch's grape juice, 44 grams. Be careful with fruit juice in general.
Yes.
This is one having kids taught me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it was very important to my ex-wife and I that the kids didn't have any more sugar than they had to.
Right.
And finding those 100% juices, especially if you're on WIC or those things. Like I know we were and everything, and that was something that you had to.
Mm-hmm.
Juicy Juice, I think, if I remember was 100%. That's right. It wasn't. It was one of the culprits.
Uh-huh.
Man, it was hard to find 100% juice.
It really, you have to look. And read this is why we're reading labels is so important, because this country has a love affair of adding sugar where it doesn't really need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, in the grape juice thing, too. So when I first started dealing with kidney stones, they told me grape juice, that's going to be one of your best friends.
Okay.
That's going to really be helpful. But it's got to be pure. Because
100%. Yep.
If I'm just drinking like Welch's, which I like Welch's grape juice a lot.
Yep.
But probably because of the sugar part. If I'm taking in anything with sugar, all I'm doing is adding to that stone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making it tougher on myself here and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to cut away sugar. Grape juice, pure grape juice, was at least to me told one of the helps.
Fun fact, Welch's grape juice was originally created to be a communion juice.
Really?
It was created for communion.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Got a big business out of
it
that.
It did.
Mountain Dew, 46 grams, number 7 on the list.
Yeah.
Starbucks Frappuccino, 47 grams. The kind in the wide mouth glass bottle is what they're saying.
Okay.
So that sounds like more the you buy in the stores.
Yeah.
Okay. Naked Green Machine, 53 grams.
I have never heard of that.
I have never either, and I'm looking it up right now. I have to.
The Naked Green
Machine.
Be
careful how you type that into your search bar, everybody. I've seen the bottles before. I just didn't know that's what it was called.
Again, it's a label that would make you think it's healthy.
Yes.
It's designed to fool you.
Man, they're good at that. They have really gotten good at that. That is not healthy. Arizona sweet tea, 53 grams. Again, another one of those ones where you see tea, you kind of
when
think.
You see sweet on something. Practically guaranteed there's a lot of sugar in there.
That's a good tell right there. Monster Energy drink at 53 grams. Yeah. Yeah.
So not only are you getting the caffeine rush, you're getting the sugar rush.
Yeah. And your stomach lining is going away. Naked Blue Machine Juice, 53 grams. Same company, slightly less sugar. And number one on the list, Naked Mighty Mango Juice, 53 grams of sugar. It's one of those, quote, healthy-looking juices in the produce section, but it's not really that healthy. Nice call, Beth.
Thank you.
Nice call.
Yep.
It is, you know, and I don't begrudge these companies. I know that it's really easy to do that. How mm-hmm. dare they do this? How dare they do that? That's their job.
Right.
Their job is to sell. Their job mm-hmm. is to do business. And, you know, we're all adults. Mm-hmm. We all make our own decisions. Nobody forces us to buy any of these things. So I'm not going to blame the companies when human beings need to take 5 seconds to think.
Right.
Now, I do understand that there is other, you know, you look at the single mom in the grocery store with the two kids mm-hmm. and they're rushing around and trying to grab things.
Right.
You probably don't have a whole lot of time to look at every single label.
Right.
And I get that. In that respect, I think that again, doesn't come down to the companies. It comes down to articles like this mm-hmm. and us as consumers looking out for each other.
Right. And at what point does it cross into false advertising?
If
it's in the produce section and it's designed to look like it is a healthy alternative and it has that much sugar in it, when is that false advertising?
You're right. Yeah. It's an important question. And it's something that we've been dealing with forever, mm-hmm. Not just in America, but around the world. False advertising has been a thing. The history of false advertising is actually quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Going back to the whole snake oil salesmen
right.
and things like that. But the more and more business we have, the more businesses we have opening up, the more opportunities we have for these kind of things. And mm-hmm. That's why it's so vital to be honest about that stuff, to be able to report about those things and share those things and hold these businesses accountable.
Right.
Thanks to the Supreme Court, we are supposed to look at businesses like people. We wouldn't let people get away with this
exactly.
stuff. We wouldn't let a single human being get away with this stuff. You can't let a corporation get away with it. If they want to be considered people and they want to be able to contribute to politicians, you know, funds and those things, okay. Then also, here's this too. How
right.
about you stop killing the environment? Mm-hmm. How about you stop putting so much damn plastic in the water? How much mm-hmm. you do this, this, and this? If you want to contribute to this campaign, fine, but you have to do this and this first.
Right.
Like, the idea of that, and I've never, look, I understand businesses doing these things, but I think you're just shooting yourself in the foot. It almost shows, like in the history of business, lying or bending the truth or however you want to word it, not being true in advertising, your business is not going to survive.
Right.
It's not going to make it. There are very few examples of a business lying to the consumers and surviving it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a perfect an example of this on that end of things, of being able to get away with stuff, Subway.
Oh, yeah.
Think about what Subway has gotten away with in the last 20, 30 years, man. Like, I don't know how they survived that.
Well, their bread's been classified as pastry now, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They bragged forever about the 6-inch sub or whatever, and we found out that they're actually like 4.5 or 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Jared situation.
Oh, that's not
like,
good.
I mean, just tons and tons of
yeah.
things. And somehow part of their way that they have is multiplying.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have 1,000 of these stores, and at least 5 of them are going to work out. Like, that's kind of their business model.
And learning
it's a big
how to
part
spin
of
away from the negative into the things that they do have that are positive. And spinning is an art, and businesses have learned that art very well.
Yeah, yeah. A little too well. Let's go ahead and wrap up with that A. Wright story, Beth. I think this is kind of a funny one.
Because that wasn't a kid's
yeah, right,
A. Wright
yeah,
story.
Right, yeah. So is this embarrassing or funny? We'll let you decide. Cops in rural Minnesota got a report last Tuesday of an elderly man walking down the side of the road with a shotgun. The person who called it in said it seemed suspicious because the guy tried to hide the gun as he drove by. So an officer went to check it out and eventually found a man who fit the description, but he didn't have a shotgun. It turned out he was getting his daily walk in and walking with a stick with him and had a walking stick with him. But why did he try to hide it? He told the cops he likes listening to music on his walks and eventually admitted he was playing air guitar when the person drove by. And he was embarrassed that he was playing air guitar on his walking stick. His knee-jerk reaction was just to stop and hide the stick. So that's why he seemed suspicious. No word on the music he was playing on his air guitar.
He was just practicing to be in your band, James.
Yes.
Yeah. He heard about the band.
Thank you, Beth.
He wanted to be in it.
Beth just teed me up perfectly. I am looking for new members for my band, Penguins on Planes. Penguins and Planes. Mm-hmm. It's an air band. We've had a lot of turmoil over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Had a number of different members quit over artistic differences or that they want to play real instruments. Ugh. And be real musicians. Like, just, I don't know.
How dare they?
I don't understand, you know, anymore. But maybe I'll go solo. Maybe we'll see. But if you'd like to be a part of this, I'm joking. I got to stop this joke. I got to stop the joke. We will take a time out. When we come back, we have Alice in Dairyland with us to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We are also looking forward to Craig Menka, Wisconsin Rapids mm-hmm. school board candidate, joining us as we kick off our candidate series for the rest of this week. That's all coming up with Beth and James on The Morning Show right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.